Hi, everyone. This is Erwin Lazar, President and Principal Analyst here at Metrogene. Welcome to Episode 10 of the Metrogene Metrosite. I'm excited to be joined this week by Anthony Bartolo, who is the Chief Operating Officer for Bandwidth. In this episode, we'll get Anthony's insights into why he joined Bandwidth, how he sees the enterprise communications market evolving, and how Bandwidth is bringing market-leading solutions to support Microsoft Teams, RingCentral, Zoom, and more. Anthony, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Erwin. Happy to be here. Great to see you again.
And it's great to have you. So let's go ahead and get started. So you joined Bandwidth earlier this year from Avaya, where you led Avaya's transformation to software as a service. What brought you to Bandwidth?
Well, a little serendipity goes a long way. I had both investors and customers that I respected ask me to really consider Bandwidth. But what really sort of put me over the line was the culture. It really did win me over. It's, you know, very customer first. And respectful and high integrity company. So that was a big motivator for me. And sometimes you look for culture. It's a very rare aspect of companies who are hard driving, hard charging. And when you find it, you realize that you're getting pointed in the right direction. The opportunity was obvious. The journey to the cloud marches on. Bandwidth's been at the forefront of being an enabler and simplifying the complexity of connectivity at a global scale. Its valuation, well, it's modest relative to its IPO back in 2017, but it's a business that's now three times larger, profitable, and plays a mission-critical role for the global UCaaS, CCaaS industry, which arguably is 10 times more important than in the world today than it was back in 2017. So everything pointed to a great opportunity with a great set of people, with a great attitude towards customers. Well, serendipity goes a long way.
Excellent. So we've certainly seen, you know, tremendous growth in the UCaaS market and the CCaaS market over the last few years, especially as companies have begun to, or as the technologies have moved up market. Now you're starting to see, you know, larger organizations beginning to adopt cloud communications. How do you see the PSTN access market evolving as we continue to move forward in the overall cloud communications market?
Well, Bandwidth has been a cloud enablement company for over a decade. So we power all the Gartner Magic Quadrant leaders in UCaaS, CCaaS, and meeting solutions. And I think that's a fairly rare feat. The PSTN evolution is only going to accelerate the move to the cloud for large enterprises. And basically, as a cloud native platform, we're capitalizing on this opportunity. And it's one of the mega trends that are really driving the business. So it's basically how we see it. It's certainly how I see it.
Excellent. And obviously, Bandwidth has had a Microsoft offering for a while now. We've seen tremendous growth in the Microsoft Teams ecosystem. Our data shows that companies are kind of at an inflection point where, you know, I know Microsoft has published about 270 million active users of Teams. Our data shows roughly about 5% or a little bit less than 5% of those companies that are using Teams are using it for voice. How do you see that Microsoft market ecosystem opportunity growing, and what role do you see Bandwidth continuing to play there?
Well, we've had a decade-long relationship with Microsoft, and they've been a key partner of ours. And just as you'd mentioned, I think Teams reported, some 270 million active users, and over 50% of organizations basically standardize on Teams. So it's great to have an anchor partner such as Microsoft. What's really interesting is about the forecast for Microsoft, and that forecast is that Teams expected to grow another 50% in the next 3 years. So once again, great partner to go with. They've got a key platform. Microsoft Teams is a key continued growth partner for Bandwidth as well, because we provide the Microsoft calling plan is run on Bandwidth. We're a direct routing partner for the global 2000 customer base. Bandwidth Duet for Microsoft Teams, which is a bring your own carrier solution to help enterprises move to the cloud, has been a popular solution to really demystify that and improve the experience as enterprises move to the cloud. And with BYOC, enterprises can unbundle their telephony, right? And and easily integrate their entire communication stack while replacing legacy telecom carriers and most on-premises equipment with a bandwidth platform built in on its own global software-driven all-IP network. So we see the future being quite bright in this regards, and particularly with a partner such as Microsoft, amongst others.
It makes sense. And we've seen in our research, 70-80% of companies that are adopting Teams phone system are going to providers like yours for all the reasons you mentioned, the high reliability, lower cost, global availability, and so on. So you mentioned other partners, obviously, as companies like RingCentral, Zoom, and others see that UCaaS market growing and want a piece of it and want to move up into that larger enterprise. Expectation is that they'll look for those same kind of solutions. So how are you addressing the growing market opportunity outside of Microsoft?
Well, you've seen us launch BYOC solutions with RingCentral and Genesys. And BYOC makes a lot of sense, particularly for large enterprise customers, as they want a single access provider for advanced voice and message communications, and they want it on a global basis. I mean, this is a highly regulated environment. Our global expertise in a highly regulated environment is non-trivial and rare to find. And as a cloud-native platform with APIs, enterprises want to consume in that way. When you can provide a simplified topology that has pre-integrated third-party applications, you basically simplify not only how you deploy, but you de-risk how you deploy something, particularly when you can deploy it on a single platform that's worldwide and it's reliable and redundant. This is what global enterprises are looking for. They're global. They operate in a lot of countries around the world for the most part. They have a geographic expansion plan, and they want a partner that is where they are and where they aspire to be, and that's what they find in bandwidth.
And I assume, obviously there are a lot of companies running more than one communication platform. So if they've got, Zoom, Teams, maybe legacy on-prem, you can provide a single PSTN access service that any of them can use, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you mentioned APIs. I'd be remiss if we didn't dive into that area. We're certainly seeing a lot of interest in communication platform as a service, known as CPaaS. Where do you see bandwidth playing in the CPaaS space? What kind of capabilities are you bringing to people to allow them to take advantage of some of those APIs?
Well, look, I mean, for the most part, this is a global game. This is if you're taking a look at someone who's got a contact center solution, they tend to, particularly in the mid to large enterprise segment of the market, they're looking for a few really important things. So first is that the provider needs to be global and easy to work with. They don't want to have to navigate the complexities of highly regulated environments, particularly highly regulated environments and compliances that change on a regular basis. So you should be looking for somebody who can offer that. And a single customer experience as they work and operate in multiple countries around the world, they don't want a different experience in every single country. They want the same experience they get in the US or the UK or Thailand or India or any other country around the world, or as close as possible to that singular user experience that such compliance frameworks would allow. A single operating procedure, they're looking for a single contract that they can sign, something that they can simplify their network topology, not complicate it. So if you can pre-integrate third-party applications for the contact center, and let's face it, that ecosystem in the contact center is complicated, it's vast, it's varied, and there's some really good players in that ecosystem. If you can pre-integrate them into your particular platform and your CPaaS platform so they're consumed there rather than you have to consume them down with all the separate carriers and integrate them with your primary carrier and your secondary carrier in the UK and doing that again in the US and doing that again in some other far-fledged countries that you're operating, you're really doing a service to the enterprise. And because you're a mission-critical player, it's a provider that owns their own network. And if you own your own network like Bandwidth does and not a reseller of someone else's, when your provider owns that network, its support department can respond to your issues immediately. And if you've got a problem, usually the support people are already aware of it because it happened on their network and they're already working to restore your service. You also get the advantage of greater scalability and reliability, right? When you have that on a global basis, this is why we see enterprises start to move to players like Bandwidth, because when they outgrow their other CPaaS platforms that may have allowed them to proof of concept or test things out in the market, when they grow up, they tend to come to mission critical platforms. So they're the type of things that we see Bandwidth providing and being very attractive to mid to large enterprises.
Yeah, it's still a voice first world, especially in the contact center, right? That, you know, you have to get voice solid. You have to have a solid voice solution, even in the enterprise. You know, for a lot of outbound communication still happens over voice. So if you can't get that working, right?
No, exactly. Let's face it. We can have this video conference all we like. We could lose the video. We could still have this mission critical conversation or business critical conversation, but we lost the voice. I don't think there's any amount of gesticulating that's going to get the messaging across.
So. I agree. And there probably are some people listening to this just on voice on a podcast as they walk around or drive.
Absolutely.
So any other factors that, you know, you look at as you think about the market that, you know, companies should be, have top of mind as they're evaluating competing solutions, or, you know, what makes Bandwidth stand out maybe a little bit more?
Well, I mean, I'll go back to the basics. I mean, usually the simplest, what is it, Occam's razor, the simplest things, the simplest answer usually is the right one. Mm-hmm. You know, global, easy to work with, consolidated customer experience where possible, make sure that there's that they own a big, you know, the largest and most important mission critical part of this, which is their own network, and making sure that there's a scalability and reliability that you can actually feel, see, touch. And that's useless to you if you can't integrate it into your network, right? So pick a trusted partner, use a trusted partner, and you see results really, really quickly. I mean, what I find enterprises often doing is trying to build it themselves. I mean, it's not your core competency. Unless you happen to be in this game and it's not your core competency, let someone who does it for a living do it for you. You know, I don't, you know, if you need heart surgery, you don't do it yourself. Then this is complicated stuff.
And it's one of the drivers why people go to cloud in the first place, is to take advantage of that capability to let somebody else build it and make it work, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. We find that we have contradictory reasons to do things. We want to do something. We want something to be at scale, global, and easy to work with or use. And that's why we move to the cloud. And then someone wants to go off and start to build a complicated communications platform. Why do that when you've got people who do that for an absolute living, can save you money, can add reliability to your network and actually increase the capabilities of your offering in the process? It makes just a lot of sense to give that a go.
Excellent. So any final closing thoughts, anything you want to leave our listeners or viewers with, and where can people find out more and get in touch with you?
Well, I think people know Bandwidth online. I mean, they can consume the services on the platform, whether it's voice, but which is actually, let me just talk about that. I mean, I don't think it's only about voice, right? I think it's going to be voice, it's going to be messaging, it's going to be mobility, and they're growing. Those two are growing exponentially. They work in concert to and rely on a lot of the voice sort of framework that's there. I think that either can be consumed through a portal or as a developer directly through APIs, and I think that's really important. People should know when they come to Bandwidth, it's scalable and business and mission critical and global right out of the box, and they can find us on the website. They're pretty savvy. Our customers are very savvy. If not, reach out to the old traditional voice method or email, and you'll have someone who'll help you walk side by side as you go through this journey.
Excellent. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Metrigy Metricide. I'd like to thank you, Anthony, for joining us. And I invite you to check out Bandwidth at bandwidth.com or through the old phone that Anthony mentioned. If you like this episode, please share it with your friends and colleagues. Remember, we publish Metricite on a biweekly basis, so please be sure to check out future episodes through your favorite podcast listening service or through our YouTube channel or on metrigy.com. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day, and we appreciate you listening. Thank you.